In the mid-90s, I started looking at achieving things that I wanted in life, and I would write down my goals. Actually, I just learned about writing down my goals, and I created a list. I don't remember everything on the list, and I know for sure I never did get every one of those 10 or 12 goals I had on the list, but a couple of them I do remember getting. And one of them was I wanted a BMW. Yes, kid in my 20s wants a BMW. And I really had no idea how I was going to get it. But I also didn't make my goal very specific. And within about 6 months, I had a BMW. It was a used BMW. It was a pretty good BMW, but it wasn't a very expensive one. And after I wrote down those goals, the funny thing happened. A few months, I started catching wind of all these deals around a BMW. This one specific deal came up, and I ended up taking advantage of it, and I went down to Toronto, flew down there, and a friend of mine had a garage. And sure enough, I ended up buying this BMW. It was older. It wasn't an antique or anything. But the key there is I got a BMW. And I don't know what would have happened if I would have said a brand new BMW. I definitely didn't have the money for that. But I had enough money for the old one. So that's kind of neat. When you start writing down your goals, they start happening. And the other goal I wrote down, country had made a resurgence. It was like somewhere around 92, 93, maybe even 94 at the latest. And country was big. You know, remember those times when, what's his name there? Blame It All, Garth Brooks was big, Dwight Yoakam. We had a lot of the girl singers that were big, Martina McBride, the Judds were big. If you look at any songs from those times, we had Alan Jackson was big. And one of the goals I had, and I don't know why, well, I kind of do know why. I said, I want to sing in a country band. I had no idea how I was going to do that. But I wrote that, and that was because I was fooling around with karaoke. It was still on cassettes back then, and my dad knew somebody who was trying to launch a karaoke store in our town here, and he would be the distributor of the machines and the tapes that played karaoke. And one time, I guess he was looking at my dad for funding to help him get him launched. He was a good friend of my dad's. He was way out in the Nonolu. Tim Silvaggio. Singer as well. And I went there with my dad one time, and he let me borrow some of the tapes. I don't think he let me. He might have let me borrow a machine. I started fooling around, and I realized that I could actually sing some of that country stuff, and it was big, and it would be kind of fun. So I wrote down that goal, and then all these things started happening, where the opportunity to sing in a band kind of popped up in front of my eyes, and I pursued it a little bit, and I talked to a couple of my friends who were from school, and we ended up putting the band together just out of the blue. I came to them and I said, I have an idea. I don't know if this is going to fly. I said, I want to put together a little country band just for fun. I go, I could sing a little bit. I play guitar, a little bit of drums, and we got the band together, and we ended up going around town. We did a couple of little park or festival things. It was nothing big. We definitely weren't shooting for stardom. It was more fun. We'd get together at my buddy Dave's, who owned a music studio. We got together at his house. We got a drummer. We used my drum machine when the drummer couldn't make it. We learned about two or three dozen songs. I sang about third of the songs and play guitar on the rest. And that's it. I did it. So I was thinking, should I just try singing a song from way back then? Because I'm at the house right now and the house is empty. The kids are, and my wife are at the soccer game. I just came back from work. And I'm in the mood for a little singing. So I'll do a little bit of Dwight Yoakam. It's called Try Not to Look So Pretty. A cappella. Please don't look so pretty the next time that you meet. Please don't look so pretty, and I won't act so weak. Try not to look so pretty. You're lovely, but it's just cruel. Try not to look so pretty. Now try not to be a fool. You walk in and you steal my mind. Oh, but who gave you the right to treat me like some useless thought you throw away each night? Please don't look so pretty. You're lovely, but it's just cruel. Try not to look so pretty. Now try not to be a fool. Write the goals down, baby. Write them down, man. You never know what the world could bring once you write your goals down. That's my little story. That's it for Audio Mo, Day 6. This is Albert from the Hip Podcast, checking out.